Since time immemorial, the accountancy profession has worked in the same way. The brightest and the best of graduates go into the accounting firms. They qualify as accountants. Around half of them, after a period in audit, go off into industry. Enough stay behind to maintain a lively audit business, and the remainder go off into other areas to forge successful business careers. It is a simple process. It guarantees the strength of the accounting firms. It provides a mass of bright, qualified accountants to go out into business and industry, and it creates a lively and energetic accountancy profession. But could this assured model be starting to turn, and perhaps starting to decay? Every year, the regulator of the profession, the Financial Reporting Council, comes up with a report entitled Key Facts and Trends in the Accountancy Profession. It is a snapshot of the profession at a moment in time. It covers the figures for everything from the largest to the smallest. But this year, it allows a brief sighting of a possible worm in the bud. It is the FRC's Executive Director, Paul George, who pointed it out. It is encouraging that accountancy remains an attractive profession and membership continues to grow, he says. However, student numbers have grown at a lower rate globally compared to last year and have declined slightly in the UK and the Republic of Ireland. The long-term health of the profession relies on sufficient bright young accountants coming into it to replace those who leave at the end of their careers. The fall in student numbers is tiny, but it is still a fall, and this is not what the accountancy profession is about. For as long as anyone can remember, the exuberant growth of bright young accountants into all manner of business streams has been the story. Could this now be faltering? The survey, being full of facts, offers no views. But it might be that those graduates, being ever bright, have noticed something else. In the Big Four firms, for example, the amount of fees they bring in from audit remains on the decline. In 2010, it was 24% of their total. In 2014, it was 21%. The amount of income from services sold to non-audit clients in 2014 was 66%, on the absolute cusp of two-thirds of the business. If you were a bright graduate looking at the big firms as a stepping point to a business career, might you not wonder why you should join them and study for 3 years to gain an accountancy qualification in an audit-based environment when you could join the firm and simply work in all those non-audit service lines? Rigorous and challenging and rewarding it would still be, but there wouldn't be all that exam stuff, and you wouldn't have to be an accountant at the end of it. Maybe this is what is starting to happen. And what about the other end of the profession? Traditionally, a young accountant might strike out for street freedom by joining a small local firm or by putting up a brass plate in a thriving and buoyant small town and providing advice and accounting for the local businesses. Here again, times change. The pressure to remove what is seen as red tape has meant that the audit threshold at which a company legally has to have an audit has moved inexorably up. And as the FRC report shows, back in 2010, there were almost 7,500 firms registered as audit firms. By 2014, the number was down to just above 6,500. Half of these were sole practitioners, and their number fell by 5.6% in 2014 alone. More decline. But much of this might be a shakeout of the older end of the profession. As long as accountants are upfront, active and friendly, they should thrive. Even at the smallest end, regardless of regulation, companies will still feel the need to show that accountants have had a look at the figures and their business and reckon that it is credible and reliable. And they need someone to do their tax. It just won't be an audit. And in the end, what people want from their accountants is someone expert, experienced and knowledgeable that they can talk to. The accountancy profession is evolving again.